Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now, let's see what else is going on entertainment-wise. Well, I heard a little bit of this. Sounded like a pretty nice event with Michael J. Fox and Coldplay, huh?
Yeah, I think a magical night for both Michael J. Fox and Coldplay, the Glastonbury Music Festival in England over the weekend. Coldplay was scheduled to perform, but then brought out a special guest performer, Michael J. Fox, joining them on stage for a little Johnny B. Good. I mean, just absolutely spectacular. To hear Coldplay is great. I love them. But Michael J. Fox, he was in a wheelchair, but with his guitar, and he was jamming just like he did in Back to the Future. In fact, Chris Martin, the lead singer for Coldplay, said one of the main reasons they ever wanted to be a band was because of watching Michael J. Fox in the movie Back to the Future doing that Chuck Berry routine. And then on Instagram, Michael J. Fox wrote that the experience was, quote, bleeping mind-blowing.
Nice.
Very, very, very cool all the way around. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. Michael J. Fox, of course, has been battling Parkinson's disease since 1991. So very significant that he was out there. You cannot keep that guy down.
Nope. He's something else. Will Smith was doing a little jamming over the weekend, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, this is really among his major performances since the famous Oscar slap. He appeared for the very first time at the BET Awards last night and debuted a new single, kind of going back to his musical roots, with the song called You Can Make It. So, there you go, back to his hip-hop roots, performing with the gospel legend Kirk Franklin, with the Sunday Service Choir, and with singer Friday. The song, again, is being released as a single, You Can Make It. And I guess, you know, if anybody can sing about overcoming adversity, it would be Will Smith.
I guess so.
Certainly is a little bit of experience with all of that. One of the performances, it wouldn't make sense for me to just play audio of it, because you really have to see the cuteness of one of the performances last night from Eris Harris, who is the daughter of singer T.I. and Tiny. They have a reality show. And also singer Van Van. They did a little of their single. She is eight. Eris Harris is 8 years old. Van Van is 5 years old. And they did a song together on stage at the BET Awards. It was so cute watching these two little girls getting down with the best of them, with some of the biggest names in music last night. It was absolutely adorable. Some of the winners of the BET Awards included Killer Mike, who won for Best Album of the Year for his album Michael. Usher won Best R&B Pop Male Artist. SZA won Best Female. Best Hip Hop Male Artist, Kendrick Lamar. Female was Nicki Minaj. Best Video of the Year, Victoria Monet, On My Mama. Bob Marley's One Love won Best Movie last night.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, it was sad to hear about Martin Mull, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know that he was sick. But no. Apparently had been with a serious illness, all that his daughter had said for quite some time. Died over the weekend, 80 years old, born in Chicago, used his music and his comedy to start his career here in the 1970s. Norman Lear got a look at him and cast him in the soap opera parody Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. And he would go on to movies like Mr. Mom and Clue, and TV shows like Roseanne and Arrested Development and Veep and some others. So a great career, hilariously funny. And He is gone now, 80 years old.
I didn't realize he was from Chicago. Forgot that.
He did.
Yeah.
Started here, back working stand-up comedy and, mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah.
At the movies, what did well and what didn't?
Inside Out 2 is a juggernaut that cannot be stopped. It is the number one movie for the third week in a row now. It took in $59 million, and that brings its global total now up to $1 billion in ticket sales. No movie has achieved that since Barbie came out. Significant, though, in the top five, the horror prequel, which is a really good movie, by the way, Quiet Place Day One. The Quiet Place prequel came out in second place. It almost was the number one movie of the week at $53 million. But this is really the big story of the weekend, the Kevin Costner Western epic that he's planning on doing, four 3-hour installments of Horizon and American Saga. Part one came out this past weekend. It only made $11 million, which debuts it in the number three spot. And it is considering to be a big flop for Kevin Costner. And this is money that his very own money that he invested in making this. Bad Boys Ride or Die, or the Indian science fiction epic Kalki 2898 AD, took the number five spot for the weekend. But, part of the problem with the Kevin Costner movie is it's 3 hours long. You can't show it as many times in a movie theater as you can a 2-hour movie. Obviously, that's part of it. But I don't think that people are going to be too excited. They're going to wait for this to come on television, which eventually it will.
Yeah, you kind of predicted this when we were talking about it, that you have to work a little too hard.
Yeah, it's
right?
True. It's the truth.
We went out to the movies on Friday and saw a film that I hadn't heard that much about, and I forgot what you said about it, but it's really different. It's that Dakota Johnson, Sean Penn movie, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
It's just like the two of them in a cab for the whole movie, and I thought it worked. I mean, the two of them are so interesting, and Dakota Johnson's just so fascinating to look at. The whole movie is like shot in close-up, but it was really good. I didn't know anything about it going in, and I think that helped me, because had somebody told me it's going to be, basically Sean right. Penn and Dakota Johnson in a cab for an hour and a half.
Yeah, you would have checked out before you checked in.
Probably, but I was pleasantly surprised,
A lot of times I prefer not knowing anything about a movie before I go into it and let it lay itself out, and, for better or for worse. And this was one of those movies. I agree. I mean, this movie is about performance. You want to talk about a movie that's all about the actor's performances keeping you involved. This is it. Nobody is better than Sean Penn, in mm-hmm. my opinion. He's one of the greatest actors ever.
He's great.
And, Dakota has always been good. We've watched her grow up and become quite the actress herself with that. That's definitely one of the sleepers out there.
Yeah. I mean, there were only like six people in the theater, but...
good. You can put your feet up and relax.
People will find it maybe on the stream.
Make as much noise as you want.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.